talking about. Ooh-wee! It's the Ooh-wee Radio Show.
Demonstration.
Yo, what up? It's your boy, Meek Millie. We in the building.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'? It's your girl, Cardi B.
It's Kayla Brianna.
What's good? It's Kehlani.
Yeah, this is 50 Cent, Wild Not on Wild. You heard me, it's going down.
What's up? It's Megan Thee Stallion.
What up? Y'all, it's your girl, Remy Ma.
Gotta play it safe. No face, no case. Once upon a time, and I heard that I was ugly. Came from a shit who wouldn't wanna fuck. Then my face bomb, ass tight, rack stack of shack height. Broke boys don't deserve no piece of...
I know that's right.
Jazzy Jake, and you already know, you tuned in to Ooh Wee Hip Hop and R&B. And we about to hop into one of my favorite segments. We about to hop into some Dear Jazzy. And this week, it's fire. Hands down, come in with a full mind and an open heart. We gonna hop into it.
Dear Jazzy, my sister is sleeping with my other sister's boyfriend, and I found out by going through my sister's phone. We are all very close, so I don't know what to do. My sister doesn't know that I went through her phone, and my other sister doesn't know what's being done behind her back. What do I do? Oh, my goodness. I hate to hear stuff like this. Like, come on. Why are you women so foul out here? First off, you need to talk. You need to have a talk with your sister, the one that's moving weird. I feel like you need to let her know what's up. Let her know that you know that you went through her phone and that you know what she's doing to your other sister behind her back. And then your sister that's being weird, she needs to sit down with the sister that she's betraying. And she need to let her know what she been doing. Like, she need to keep it real and let her know what's been up, because that's foul as ever. And baby, maybe you need to sit down with them so that you could try to keep the peace, but you also need to be prepared for things to get out of hand. Because your sister is definitely going to be hurt once she find out what she been doing to her. And I hope that your sister is strong enough to leave him and her alone too. And I hate to say that because that is her blood sister. But sister or not, some things just shouldn't be done. Like, some things should not be done to people. And your sister, come on, how you going to do that to your own sister? Like, and if I was you, I would leave your sister alone too, because you and your other sister need to just fall back from her for a minute so she could realize what she did and know that it was wrong. Now, I'm not saying, you know, cut her off for good or don't ever talk to her again, but y'all need to come to a common ground. Y'all need to leave her alone for a while. She need to sit and sit in her sorrows and figure out how she need to, what she need to do to move better, because that was really foul. Like, and if she doing that to her own sister, ain't nobody else got nothing coming. Like, everybody gotta watch out. I hope her friends keeping their dudes close by, because that's just crazy. I'm sorry that y'all even going through that, but like I said, y'all need to all sit down as a family and y'all need to talk. And your sister that's been moving weird, she need to tell your sister what's been up. And your sister need to leave both of them alone, because neither one of them deserve to be around her, and she don't need that negative energy around her. Because, like, that's really sad. And your own sister, like, if my sister did something like that to me, I would be so hurt and I would not know how to forgive her. Like, so I can understand why you even writing in on behalf of your sister. But the sad part is your sister don't even know yet. And you gonna have to deal with the repercussions of your sister feeling like, why you wait so late to tell her? I don't know how long you been holding this in from your sister, or how long you have known. But I know she gonna feel some type of way like that, since you been like, how long, why you ain't say nothing when you first found out? So you gonna have to, you know, be ready for that too. Unless you just found out you saying something right away. Like, ladies, what happened to girl code? What happened to us not messing with our friends, dudes, and our peoples, our families, our sisters, our cousins, whatever? Like, our friends, what happened to us not messing with they partners and stuff? Like, y'all can keep knocking y'all blessings if you want to. I'm trying to tell y'all, karma is real. And whatever you do and whatever you put out here in this world is going to come back on you. Y'all need to start treating people the way y'all want to be treated. Like, y'all are just, some of y'all are just so careless out here. It's scary. Like, come on now. Like, we really getting too old for some of the stuff that y'all be doing out here. Like, it's really giving careless. It's really giving you don't care about yourself or nobody else. Like, and that's not the way to live. And that's why so much problems and craziness is going on in this world right now, because ain't nobody caring about the next person. Everybody just being selfish. Like, we really got to do better, especially our women. We need to treat women on top of women, women and women, we need to treat each other better. I'm talking about women on top of women. Don't take that literally. But we need to treat each other better. Come on now. Women empowerment, that's supposed to be a really big thing. Now, we focus on that. We stand on that on this show. We are all about that. Women empowerment, uplifting our women, and keeping our women on the right track. Because without us, these men will tear us down completely. Ladies, please stop tearing each other down and doing all this foul stuff to each other. I really need us to come together, start loving each other and lifting each other up more, please. And I want to thank y'all so much for writing in on Dear Jazzy. The time is running out, but if you want to be featured on the show, DM us at 2O's W-E-E Radio Show. And we got you. Ooh-wee.
It's the Ooh-wee Radio Show.
What's up? It's your girl DJ Ness, and you're rocking with Ooh Wee Hip Hop and R&B. We are about to get into what's really going on, because it's always something going on in this world. Starting with TikTok user who went to post on her Instagram account about Walmart is scamming us through self-checkout. Now, I know y'all heard about it. Now, she said she normally, before she goes to the store, she check prices of the items that she wants to buy. So she will go online and check the prices online and also check the in-store prices as well. When she gets to Walmart, the items that she goes to purchase all are the same prices. But when she goes through self-checkout, the price increase. Now, what the coincidence of that? Now, how many people is this happening to? Walmart definitely was able to, you know, adjust the price and make sure that she got the product for the correct price. But are you doing this for everybody? I mean, I don't think every customer literally stops and check their order and make sure every price is every price. That's just too hard. What if you got 200 items? So I think we should be expecting a lawsuit from Walmart, because they owe down. Because there's no way that you're jacking up the pricing when you get to self-checkout. I mean, inflation is high as it is. Everything is inflated. And everything is going up in price. So, Walmart, you owe us. Don't make us have to start taking things through the self-checkout again. All right, I want to say RIP to Janie Chilson. She committed suicide recently. She was 14 years old and had a whole life ahead of her. Her mom reported her missing, and sheriffs was able to locate her at an outdoor party in town. Witnesses was there, and they witnessed such a tragic event where Jaylee didn't want to go with the officers. She refused to go with them people. She refused so much that she pulled out a gun and she shot herself and killed herself. Now, I don't know what was going on at home, but something had to be going on. But it seemed like her mom was very loving and things were going good. Like, she put out a missing report on her. You know, like, she was really cooperative. So this is just really alarming me. Like, why didn't she want to go home that bad to where she killed herself? So let's keep Jaylee's family in her prayers, her mother, because, I mean, I couldn't even imagine losing my baby like that. And then let's keep those other students in prayers, because at the end of the day, can you imagine your kid witnessing something like that? A tragic event like that? Literally someone killing themselves? And I do want to say, though, her mom did say that she was being bullied, and I just feel really bad for her, because at the end of the day, nothing should matter that much to take your life. And I just really hope those kids seek help and they're brought to justice too as well, because I just didn't understand that. Like, why do you have to do that to these kids, to other kids? Don't be so mean. Don't be so cruel. So RIP Jaylee. A man was beaten to death in Memphis County Jail by 9 black deputy officers. Now, when I seen this, I was like totally lost for words, because when I seen that they were all black, like, no one had the decency to stop and say, damn, we killing this man? Of course not, because people always take their power too freaking far. So they're saying that the man was having a psychotic episode. His name was Jershon. I don't think I wrote down the last name, but yes, Jershon. He was 33 years old, and he was just having a psychotic meltdown. I mean, people don't know how it is in jail. I mean, jail is jail. People, it's crazy in there. So at the end of the day, we need officers who can protect us. I mean, yes, I mean, whatever he did to get in there, I mean, I get it. But no one deserves to get kicked, punched,
and kneed in their back several times until they can't breathe and die. Now, there were two officers charged with second-degree murder, and the other officers was charged with aggravated assault. So, I mean, I don't know if these charges gonna stick around or not, but, I mean, hopefully some justice is served with that. And them officers should definitely be, you know, ashamed of themselves. Y'all killed a whole nother black man. Like, he didn't do anything to y'all physically. I'm not gonna say he didn't do anything, but physically, he didn't mentally harm, he didn't harm y'all. He just was having a mental breakdown. And we need officers who's trained to be able to control the situation and not kill nobody in the process. I wanna talk about a social media influencer who live streamed a crowd of people looting in Philadelphia. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up, because this girl then got charged with 6 felonies. Now, how stupid can you be? Like, you already committing a crime, but you want to be on live stream putting your face in there laughing and hee hee and ha ha, and then they even got the words coming out your mouth. They said she was cheering, saying, get the iPhones, get the tablets, get the iPad. So I guess you can already tell from what they got. They hit up the Apple store. Now, you know that's a big felony, okay? So, yeah. I mean, you guys, you younger generations got to be smarter than that. I mean, if you're doing something illegal, please don't live stream it. I mean, why would you even do that? So, that's my news for this week now, y'all. It's always something going on. And if I don't touch on something that y'all want me to talk about, just hit me up. That's all you got to do. At 3O's WEE Radio Show. You want to hit me up on my personal IG? Hit me up at I Am DJ Ness. I would love to hear from you personally. We can chat it up. We can talk. You know, all of that. It's OOWEE Radio Show, baby.
It's the OOWEE Radio Show.
Yeah.